You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
The following is a special free preview of the Extra Extra Funny podcast. Subscribe now to TJ Riggins Prime Plus to get every episode of Extra Extra Funny. Enjoy.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
You know, I've always thought that there is no excuse that would make it okay to be secretly recording up women's skirts in a public place. Up until now, I've never really heard an excuse that anybody could even attempt to give to make it seem like it was okay. But there's a man accused of recording up a woman's skirt at the University of Central Florida's library. And he reportedly told a witness that, hey, this is my job. Yeonsu William Lee, 23, faces charges of video voyeurism and tampering with evidence, records show. According to the affidavit, he was booked on Thursday after being caught by a woman who noticed his cell phone pointing directly up her skirt while she studied at a library on the fifth floor. The victim demanded to see Lee's phone, leading to Lee attempting to hide his most recent recordings, but to no avail. A witness to the event told investigators that Lee said, taking such videos is his job, going on to tell the witness there that there are entire communities for it, and he sells photographs and videos of women, the affidavit states. And the witness said that Lee then deleted the video, according to the affidavit.
Oh, my God. This is my job.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're... Actually, I'm the one that could be filing charges against you for trying to prevent me from doing my job and providing for myself and my family.
Yeah. Like, how dare you?
You're the one that's standing in my way.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. I'm so sorry, sir. That's your job. Okay. I apologize.
Arrest him, officer.
Yeah. That's wild.
Oh my gosh.
You know, there are communities for this.
Entire communities.
Entire community. Yeah. Yeah. You perverts.
It's not just me being a pervert. This is actually, you know, a career move for me.
This is my big break, lady.
Mm.
Wow.
So I'm guessing that when the girl at the library saw him doing that and she started making a fuss, then other guys at the library probably confronted him.
Yeah.
And said, hey, what are you doing? You prevert, give us the phone. And then he was telling them, no, you don't understand. This is my job.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't go down to, the Jack in the Box, tell you how to work the drive through.
Yeah. It's
a part-time job. Don't tell me how to do my job.
Could you imagine, like, if he said that to the wrong person, like an idiot, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Like, you're sorry. I didn't want to interrupt your work.
Now, while he should, if found guilty, he should go to jail, and he should definitely not be allowed back at that school or any other school.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, he should, totally. If he wants to get a degree, he needs to have to do it online, you know, away from people.
House arrest for life.
Yeah. And, you know, when I was in school in like say middle school and all that, you could go into the principal or vice principal's office if you'd been in trouble and they would say, okay, do you want 3 licks or 3 days?
Ooh.
And that's a 3-day suspension or 3 licks with the paddle on that ass.
Okay.
And most people chose the 3 licks with the paddle because then they didn't have to miss 3 days of school unexcused and fail their classes and then go on and have to tell their parents, I'm probably going to fail these classes because I'm going to get unexcused absences and I won't be able to make up the work or any of that. I'm just going to get F's on everything for 3 days, whatever comes out. So they'd rather take the whooping, the paddling, as it were. So this guy should maybe be offered the same thing. Do you want to be completely kicked out of the school and sent to jail? Or would you rather all of these guys who witnessed this beat the shit out of you?
Right.
Or maybe all of, you know, her dad and her brothers and, you know, any other guy friends that she has beat the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Which would it be?
Huh. Yeah. Man, alive.
They should have just beat them up right there. I mean, you know.
But hey, you know, he's probably going to be one that claim, hey, don't kink shame me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When you take away the ability to shame somebody for being a pervert, you know, you take that out of America. Yeah. Oh, we can't kink shame somebody. One person's kink may be somebody else's, you know, regular Friday night. Maybe their norm. Okay. Well, I think we know what freaky sexual behavior is.
Yeah.
You know, sex has been around a long time. So I think we know how to define it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yeah,
absolutely. I'm always surprised at how young these like perverts are. When I think of a pervert, I'm thinking like an old man with like, who's just creepy, but 23, why do you have so many like kinks at 23? Isn't it just exciting to, you know, have a human connection with another woman and, you know, make out on the couch? No, I got to go to the library on the fifth floor and like start taking photos of people.
Because they've grown up with porn and watching at their fingertips everything possible as far as a sexual maneuver, sexual activities and all of that. And they just are immune to regular sexual activity in the old fashioned way.
So sad.
Yeah. Everything has to come with the next level. You know?
Yeah. Level up.
I like old fashioned sex. Wholesome sex.
Exactly. You know, things that won't get you arrested or whooped.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, we're laughing, it's but that's true. So true. Yeah. Just like, can you just normal. Be like normal? Like, why does it have to be so weird?
Like a normal 23-year-old.
It's because of them internets and them COVID days of being on house arrest.
Yeah. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. We got to find him and whoop his ass.
That's right. Beat the hell out of that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grayson Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grayson Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.